From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Bob Nelson. State and federal lawmakers have made healthcare more accessible during the pandemic by increasing telehealth services and suspending Medicaid work requirements. But community advocates want more. During a celebration Saturday of the 30th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act, Stacy Stanford with the Utah Health Policy Project urged disabled Utahns to get involved.
While all issues are disability issues, healthcare is especially important to our community.
She said a top priority is increasing federal Medicaid funding, which would boost the state's social services budget. But she says Congress is unlikely to include that in the next round of coronavirus legislation. The Utah Department of Health reported 350 new cases of COVID-19 Sunday, the first time that number has been below 400 in over a month. There were a reported 666 cases on Saturday and one death, a Davis County man between the ages of 65 and 84 who was living in a long-term care facility. 274 Utahns have died due to the coronavirus. As of Sunday, there have been nearly 38,000 cases in Utah and more than 500,000 people have been tested. Environmentalists in Utah are examining how conservation and social justice issues impact each other. KUER's Sonia Hudson reports on Latino Conservation Week, which wrapped up Sunday.
Latino Outdoors recently opened a chapter in Salt Lake City and helped organize a panel on environmental justice Friday evening. The Sierra Club's Jackie Osfeld said more than 70% of communities of color across the U.S. are in, quote, nature-deprived areas, according to a report from the Hispanic Access Foundation.
Time outdoors and access to clean air and places to run and play and improve your physical and mental health are not shared equitably.
Activist Manuel Belmonte said he wants to make sure policies that improve the environment also help people of color.
Things don't happen in a vacuum. These food deserts, the pollution that disproportionately affects Black, Indigenous people of color, all these things are things that are happening to people's environment.
According to a recent survey by Colorado College, 53% of Utahns think that action should be taken to curb climate change, and 95% think air pollution is a serious problem in the state. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
A man is dead after Salt Lake City police responded to a possible hostage situation on Saturday morning. A spokesperson for the police says two people were fighting at the Smith's Marketplace in downtown Salt Lake City, and one man appeared to have a knife. Officers shot him outside of the store, and he died at the scene. Police later identified the man as 34-year-old Andrew Jacob Priest. The West Valley Police Department will conduct the investigation. The family and friends of two Saratoga Springs teenagers who drowned in Utah Lake in May are hoping to build a life jacket loaner station to prevent similar accidents. The group proposes constructing an enclosure at the entrance of the Knolls so those going out on the lake could use the life jackets free of charge. The teens drowned after a powerful windstorm hit the lake. And there's a high demand for contact tracers across the nation. One university in our region is going to have 85 college students fill the gap once the classes resume in the fall. The Mountain West News Bureau's Ray Ellen Bichelle reports.
Todd Gleason is a professor of integrative physiology at the University of Colorado Boulder. He and a colleague decided to teach the course when the university started looking at what it would take in terms of testing and contact tracing to reopen.
It was very clear that the campus had very little resource in this area, as does the county. We have a well-educated and very motivated talent pool on campus, and so we're taking advantage of that.
He says many of the students have also taken courses in physiology, epidemiology, or global public health, and that about 20 of them have already completed the coursework. It's a combination of materials from the Johns Hopkins School of Public Health and Colorado's State Health Department. The students will investigate cases among other students, but not faculty and staff. Gleason says should they need more contact tracers, there are already 90 students on the wait list. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Raylan Bichelle.
You're listening to KUER News. I'm Bob Nelson.